One of the things that we've been arguing about is whether or not commodity price fluctuations should form part of a secured creditor's diminution claim. And we've never actually answered that question, but it comes up in cash collateral order negotiations all the time. And so the thing about commodity prices is they change very quickly, and they change very quickly in the middle of a case. And fortunately, in the cases where that was an issue on cash collateral, the commodity price went up and there was no diminution attributable to the commodity price, and then we never solved the question. And so those fluctuations, sort of piqued my curiosity about, what do the cases say about value fluctuations during the course of a case? It also reminded me of one of my favorite Fifth Circuit decisions, which is TH New Orleans. I don't know why that case just, resonates with me, because, and we'll get to what it held, but it's also another one of the things that I get nerdy about. So, price fluctuations, what happens? Well, we all know that the bankruptcy code doesn't really define value. That's up to the bankruptcy judge. And I wish I had a picture right now in this slide, because Judge Jones is in the audience, but I have just quotes. Value is not defined. And according to the legislative history, Congress did that on purpose. And that is that value is going to be a case-specific thing that you have to deal with in your case. And Congress apparently thought that we should all agree on value. And if not, it's up to the judge to decide. And that's from the House report that's also quoted in the paper. So the other thing that you have to worry about is adequate protection. And what is adequate protection?